simply said, it's to serve those in need in our community. We are pretty broad in terms of our services. If you look at it as a spectrum of services, really services at the beginning of life. So we have an adoption program. We have emergency assistance, which is what we're known for mostly across the community, providing shelter, providing food, providing clothing. And as you march down the continuum, we have the refugee and immigration program that you're interested in talking about this morning. Too many programs, to be honest, Jay, to speak about in just a few minutes. So we're pretty broad in the services that we provide to the community.
Well, with regard to refugee resettlement, can you walk us through some of the ways in which Catholic Charities helps refugees? Maybe tell us what kinds of things you do from the minute you greet them from the train, the plane, or the automobile.
Generally, it's we meet them at the airport. We try to bring whatever family ties they might have in the area with us to greet them and to make sure that they know they're welcome in their new home, this great state of Kansas. From there, we take them to their new home, apartment, whatever it might be, that's been fully furnished by donations made to Catholic Charities. So we help them with housing. We help them with food. We help them with clothing. We help them assimilate into their new home. Just imagine if you're brought into a foreign country, dropped off, literally, at the airport. You don't speak the language. And just imagine how difficult it might be to assimilate, get around, get your children enrolled in school, those types of things. So for the first 90 days, we really work on the basics, medical screenings, teaching them our currency. And then after that, we transition to other programs where we work with them for the next 5 years to continue assimilating in this new country and in this new state. They are helped with employment, citizenship classes, language classes, you name it, to help them become productive, healthy, and safe citizens of this country.
I think it's worth pointing out that Catholic Charities itself has no role in deciding which refugees you get to help resettle, right?
No, Catholic Charities has never had a role in the selection process, the screening process, the vetting process. We simply carry out the role of the church, the role that Christ gave us, which is to welcome our brothers and sisters who are fleeing persecution of any kind.
And we should also mention that Catholic Charities isn't the only outfit that's helping to do this.
Yeah, in fact, right here in Greater Kansas City, JVS, Jewish Vocational Services, is a very large resettlement agency. Both organizations work very, very hard to bring those refugees that were assigned into our Greater Kansas City area and help them settle.
Should it come to pass that Syrian refugees come to Kansas, is your agency ready to deal with that influx?
Yeah, I think so. Jay, we look at Syrian refugees as we look at any other refugee. Our job, our role as a Catholic Church is to welcome our brothers and sisters who are fleeing persecution, and in this case, terrorism, the very terrorism that we're trying to prevent happening in our state and in our country. And I would say this, too. I know that it's a controversial issue, and we as a church, we do defer the security of the citizens of the state of Kansas and the security of the citizens of our country to those respective administrations. What we pray is that those processes that are used to select and vet refugees will be firmed up to the liking of both sides of this discussion and do so quickly so that these families that are fleeing persecution and acts of violence will be welcome in our country as they always have been.